sorry, Ms. Yam, and commending the state party for your health system, which has led to a steady decline of maternal and infant mortality and an increase in life expectancy. However, some areas need further implementation. For example, the prevention and treatment of breast cancer, managing the increasing number of aging women so as to effectively lessen the pressure on young women and children and the health issues for aging women, and developing the capacities of grassroots personnel to provide the health services and needs of their women efficaciously. So can you inform us on what steps you are taking in these areas? We note the legislative amendments and policies in place for the aging population. There are many, we've read them all, and the six components of the elderly health service system. However, we do not see a focus on the reproductive health for older women, and what plans are in place for establishing a family support system to take care of the older women's health needs. Also, inform us on measures in place to improve the health status of women with disabilities, ethnic minorities, and rural women. China has now moved, the state party has now moved to a three-child policy. We have read thoroughly your information in paragraph 18 of the list of issues, particularly paragraph 2. Now, how will the three-child policy be enforced? Kindly explain how you intend to use the lessons from the two-child policy to guide in the three-child policy and improve the management of women's reproductive rights and in the process. For example, we would like to know whether the former sanctions or sanctions will be applied. And you've said you've cancelled the social maintenance fees, but how are you going to apply this? How are you going to deal with infanticide, abandonment of babies, and child care neglect? From alternative sources, birth rates in two Uyghur majority prefectures have dropped significantly between 2015 and 2018. Have you investigated this phenomenon and the reportedly high sterilization rates and IUD insertions? What do the disaggregated data on birth rates among the different ethnic groups in the region show? And what interventions are in place to ensure that the North Korean women my colleague spoke about have equal access to healthcare services? I would like to come to the area of the COVID-19 response. There have been several progressive efforts made by the state party and recognizing the important role that women have played in the COVID-19 pandemic, where women accounted for 2/3 of all medical staff. What supervisory and monitoring measures are in place to ensure that the pandemic itself does not create new mental health issues arising out of isolation, restrictive laws, for example, like spreading false information, where we have anecdotal evidence of someone who was detained under those circumstances? How will you also look at the mental health safeguards for women and girls in detention, those in confined environments like domestic workers and the Hong Kong ladies my colleague spoke about, and Tibetan children in forced residential schools? Can you provide disaggregated data on these issues? Madam Chair, I thank you.